Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming at you live from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Join us on our Twitter during the show. If you're listening live, we check that one at Crab Diving. We also have Facebook and Instagram. And thank you ever so much for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione and it doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here with a couple of cents.
Right.
From Mr. Bezos.
Right, governor.
I'm a little burpy.
Can you spare a... What's the currency in Dickens? What do the kids always ask for? Can I have a hay penny?
Something like that. Tuppence.
A tuppence. Oh, a tuppence. That's it. A tuppence.
That's it for the opening. Hey, we've been off for a few days. Nothing's happened.
Right.
No more news. Just nothing. It's really boring. Everything's wonderful. Life is great. Except.
Oh, okay.
For the shit we're about to talk about.
There's an exception.
Let me deploy the Kong toy.
Right. Talking about somebody wants a tuppence over there. She is hungry.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do it every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, blah, 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 blah. Most every. A couple days off.
Blah, 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 blah.
Let's jump right in to the deep end over at the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Yeah, this is pretty heinous, even by Republican standards.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw this shit.
Judge says employers don't have to cover HIV meds if they oppose homosexual behavior. Now, what not only fuck? Homosexuals get HIV, and
what if you get straight AIDS?
In fact, if you go to other continents, the numbers are much higher for heterosexual.
I was about to say, isn't there an exception for straight AIDS?
I bet they would. I mean, that's how heinous these creatures are, these foul beasts.
I don't understand where we, I mean, this is such an obvious thing to say, but like, we can't be all like cafeteria style with the healthcare, right? I mean, you can't, what if you work for someone and they're like,
wait, are you a Republican or a decent human?
Well,
who's saying this?
I'm a human that bleeds and breathes and, you know.
You're a decent human though?
I'm okay. Or,
right.
You know,
these Republicans aren't these horrible conservatives. Not all, but these horrible conservatives.
God, we say that all
really
the fucking time, though. Not all of them.
Well, I don't think every Republican hates gay people. I don't think every, but they're okay with their policies hating gay people.
I want my tax dollars going to fight gay cancer. What do they call AIDS back in the 80s? The gay cancer, some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Federal judge in, of course, Texas ruled, not of course, it could be here in Florida. A federal judge in Texas ruled Wednesday that requiring employers to provide coverage for PrEP medications, which prevent the transmission of HIV, violates the religious rights of employers under federal law.
Go fuck yourself.
Let's spit this Christo-fascist fuck's name. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor.
Nine!
Said that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act provides a religious exemption from purchasing health insurance. It complies with the DOH preventive care mandate under the Affordable Care Act, which requires PrEP coverage.
Right, right. What the fuck is going on with the Republicans? Are they just out of their fucking minds?
You see, Jim Jordan today said, we're totally going to go for a national abortion ban.
Oh, okay, yeah, Jim. Yeah,
we're totally going to go for that. O'Connor said the government must provide the religious exemption to 8 defendants, 6 individuals, and 2 businesses who claim that being required to provide such insurance coverage violates their sincerely held Christian and non-religious beliefs.
I'm so sorry we offended your Christian fucking entity or whatever the fuck it is. I'm sorry.
Well, when is our secular business owners going to say, hey, I don't want to provide health care. My religion says I can't pay for the health care of bigoted fucks.
Yeah.
So if you don't like gay people, you're not getting insurance at my company.
I like that, actually. That's a great thing.
What's the difference?
Sorry.
Where is this religious, sincerely religious belief bullshit going to stop? What line is it?
I don't know. You're talking about like PrEP and those HIV drugs. I mean, that's some great science, right?
Yeah.
It extends people's lives. Why are we in the Middle Ages would be my question. Why don't, instead of the PrEP, why don't you just put leeches on people? If we're going to be this stupid, well, I want my healthcare to pay for leeches. For bloodletting.
He cited Supreme Court precedents with the Hobby Lobby bullshit and Little Sisters of the Poor a couple of years ago, both of the theo-fascists of the current Supreme Court licking the holes of all the religious lunatics.
Shove those pipe cleaners up your fucking asshole, motherfuckers.
It's going to come to the day where they're going to say, well, you don't have to serve gay people. Don't have to do this. You don't have to. When we say, well, no Christians allowed. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Oh,
you're discriminating against our religion.
We need a husky sized cross over here. We actually need a lot of them.
They're all climbing up on today.
What are you going through?
She misses the podcast. We have a couple of days off. She's losing her mind.
The government may not tell the plaintiffs that their beliefs are flawed because the connection between the morally objectionable conduct and complicity in the conduct is simply too attenuated, he says. He says, well, let's be real. The gays are the ones that get this disease, right?
Does attenuated mean that you don't give a fuck about any kind of science or anything about anything like that about HIV? It's just how you feel about it. Is that what it is? They feel like it. They feel like it just affects gay people.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi denounced O'Connor's decision, saying it's putting people's lives at risk. Today, a radical Republican-appointed federal judge ruled that employers can deny coverage for PrEP, a drug proven to save lives from HIV/AIDS and a key strategy for ending the epidemic.
I'm sorry, did you say Trump-appointed?
Republican-appointed.
Oh, okay. Good. Nice job appointing these guys, you fucks.
This disturbing decision amounts to open homophobia, unleashing unthinkable suffering and death, specifically among the LGBTQ community. This decision also threatens vital preventive health care services guaranteed under the Affordable Care Act, including birth control, vaccinations, and routine health screenings. So they're going to say, birth control, it's against our religious beliefs.
God.
We shouldn't have to pay for insurance that covers birth control. We shouldn't have to cover. We don't like black people. Our religion says that black people are inferior. We shouldn't have to cover insurance for black people. tell me how that's not feasible.
I think
with these cunts.
It is feasible, especially with these cunts. Especially
evil cunts.
With these evil cunts. Excuse me. Anything's possible. I mean, these guys are fucking lunatics. It's like, though, that they're like weird hardline. I mean, is this Christian?
Cool.
It's not Christian nationalism. What is the it's no Christian nationalism, right? The thing that's on the rise on.
Well, yeah, they think they should be in charge, and
right,
and we should all be. It should be the Handmaid's Tale.
It's theocratic bullshit. I mean, the Republicans' main thing has always been abortion, and that's always been an evangelical thing.
Yeah. Hasn't always been. There used to be Republicans that were pro-choice.
Do you mean like, sorry, I was taking a drink of water and then set it down. I didn't mean
slamming your flagon down.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. It's,
The O'Connor, an appointee of President Bush, is known as a favorite among conservative lawyers because he tends to rule against Democratic policies. Wow.
Yay.
Nothing to do with the law or the Constitution or whatever.
Pat, this is about strategery.
A number of his rulings have been reversed on appeal. That's not a good sign.
Meaning his your rulings suck shit.
Are wrong.
And some other adults are like, oh, wait a second. Yeah. This guy appointed by that dumb fuck W just made a shit ruling. So we're going to fix it upon appeal. Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like they might do with this idiot here who said Trump can have his special master.
Hey, that's infuriating.
In 2018, O'Connor ruled that the entire Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional.
The entire Affordable Care Act?
A decision that one legal expert described at the time as, quote, insanity in print. His decision was later reversed on appeal in 2020, and the SCOTUS upheld the law a year later. So the appellate court said this judge is insane and overturned it. And then the Supreme Court said, you're right, he's insane.
Right. Now the adults on the SCOTUS now, are we nervous?
Even this SCOTUS? 2020 SCOTUS upheld the law.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You recall, barely.
That's...
In 2015, O'Connor barred the Department of Labor from immediately enforcing a new rule granting Family and Medical Leave Act benefits to same-sex couples.
Oh, my God. What is up with this homophobic agenda?
He argued the public had an abiding interest in protecting state laws from federal encroachment.
Hey, go fuck yourself, you fucking Nazi fuck.
He had to dissolve his injunction after Supreme Court ruled in Obergefell v. Hodges, cementing the fundamental right to marry for same-sex couples, which they're trying to go for next.
Dissolve this injunction, you fuck.
Oh, we're not going for that. Yeah, you lie. We believe you.
These judges, it's a horror scene what these Republicans appoint.
Other decisions of note from this cum stain.
apologize to Jizz.
Include his 2015 ruling that part of the Federal Gun Control Act of 1968 was unconstitutional. It was reversed on appeal.
Oh, they fixed another one of your rulings, you dumb shit.
In 2018, he ruled that the Indian Child Welfare Act was unconstitutional.
Jesus Christ, Scrooge. You Scrooge McFuck.
In 2021, he ruled the First Amendment and Religious Freedom Restoration Act offer an exemption to employers of the Civil Rights Act's ban on sex discrimination.
Wait.
So, he thinks you should be able to not hire someone because they've got a vagina.
Who the fuck is this guy?
They're scum. They're such foul creatures. I'm so
sick of these. Let me remind everyone.
Disgusting, evil conservatives.
But wait, we're talking about a judge.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, one of the cancerous conservatives that are in lifetime.
I mean, you could be describing the worst person at a dive bar. With the worst
politics. Or half of the circuit courts in America. That Trump, especially if they were appointed by Trump.
Oh, my God.
At least this person probably had some judicial qualifications when he was nominated and approved in, I don't know, when fuck Bush, 2000, whatever.
Right. We're talking about W.
But Trump has, yeah. I mean, that was when they actually like cared that people... like had law degrees and went to law school and tried things and had judicial experience. Trump came along and was like, oh, well, you hate gay people and you're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And if any of my cases come to you, you'll vote for me.
Well, that kind of answers my question because I was thinking, you know, I mean, George Bush, don't you think, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, the podcasting app, are you concerned that your judge that you appointed is a fucking asshole? Or, I mean, if I'm W, I might call the guy and say, hey,
this is when that Dick Cheney had,
can I call him if I appoint him?
Crazy shit.
If I appoint that motherfucker, can I call him up as a former president? I'm a private citizen. I know his number. Call him up. Hey, I appointed you to do certain things, and now you're fucking it up with these horrible fucking decisions. You're embarrassing me. Am I allowed to say that?
No, because they were putting people on the bench for ideology back then too. So what's the difference? But
W might not be upset.
At least they were somewhat qualified and may have had some scruples. This guy appears to have been choosing poorly all the time.
Do you think Michelle Obama ever gets drunk at night? She dials up W and says, George, you know, for all these horrible judges, I know we're friends, but fuck you for all these horrible judicial appointees.
She has more class.
Go fuck yourself.
She's not Melania.
Melania.
That's the headline. It's just infuriating and no depth to the no bottom to the depth of cruelty of these American Christians. That's all you got to say.
No, it's true. Stephen Miller said it right. The cruelty's a point.
I don't know if he said it, but somebody.
Oh, I thought he said that.
It was a reporter who looked into the reasonings behind the locking kids in cages and separating from their parents, possibly for the rest of their lives.
I think he makes his wife say that when they conceive.
Over to the commie. No, we did that one already. Let's check the Drudge Report.
Blee.
Yeah, this is all in red. Don had nuke docs.
Y'all give a shit about that? Headline. Did he care? He just lied us through a whole fucking pandemic. You give a shit about this?
I believe this is the Washington Post.
Is this worse than come on a dress? That's all I want to know, Matt.
A document describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, was found by FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence, private club, last month, according to people familiar with the matter, underscoring concerns among U.S. intelligence officials about classified material stashed in the Florida property. There is 0.0 reason for him to have that. Zero. Zero, 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 zero.
So do you think the FBI, finally there one day, they're all sitting around in this situation room like, you know what? We're going to have to go fucking raid that motherfucker because I think he's got shit in there.
Yeah, and then the shit they found, they were like, oh my God, right.
Look at all this shit. Bring a dolly.
Somehow this leaked out. And one of our beloved senators here in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Marco.
Yeah.
Is outraged, Ryan, outraged that somebody leaked this. Not that Trump had nuclear documents. Lil Marco is outraged that somebody leaked this. They think they did it on purpose because of this this shithead judge that ruled that Trump can have his little special master.
You know, yeah, that is some fucking bullshit.
We'll get to next.
You know, but this nuclear thing is should be very concerning to everyone, especially little Marco, because he's a senator. And if
he's a Republican senator. The whole point.
His constituents, I believe, are allergic to radiation. You know what I mean? And he should be.
Florida?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe we'll
I mean,
be
we
fine.
Know we are.
God.
We know we are.
Right.
I can't trust any much.
This is
a lot of other Floridians to
this is a
understand
bad,
radiation.
Yeah, this is a bad hashtag nuclear time. I mean, it's like this. In that thing of Zaporizhia or whatever, that's like six Chernobyls.
Some of the seized documents detail top U.S. security operations so closely guarded that many senior national security officials are kept in the dark about them.
What?
Only the president, some members of his cabinet, or a near cabinet level official could authorize other government officials to know details of these special access programs.
Well, listen, everything failed, though, didn't it? Good job with that one.
Oh, and cleaning people at golf clubs are also authorized. I forgot.
Oh,
Trump had that put.
The authorization is kind of.
Put that in the law. I just said it and declared it.
It's like, I feel like everybody's sitting around. Did everybody have a chance to read all the nuclear schematics?
And what was in the empty envelopes? If that kind of shit was still laying around, did MBS Prince Mohammed bin Salman, what kind of package did he get?
Package.
What kind of package
but there
did
were a
Vlad
lot of those.
Get?
There are a lot of empty envelopes. right?
34 or well, something
see,
like
this,
that.
This one guy made a point. I think it's MSNBC. He's like, you know, listen, I people have given, I have one of these someone gave me as a souvenir. It's empty.
Oh, yeah.
And I have one, but not 30.
Right.
30 is excessive.
Unless he was handing those out.
Right, but it's just...
you can have your menu delivered in a top secret envelope.
I mean, was he selling this shit like that? I mean, is that on a website somewhere?
Well, on Drudge, the second headline, was he selling?
What else?
I think Drudge is way over Trump.
But why? What are the other possibilities? He's selling it. He jacks off to it. I am. If we were on Family Feud and Steve Harvey said, here's the question. Name me reasons why Trump has all that secret shit at Mar-a-Lago.
He's selling it.
Selling it. I can't think of a lot more.
Meanwhile, they're saying that like this shit, how did he get it?
To
be able to take it out of the... So it had to be like copies or
I think we have to do a whole... I hope the Inspector General... Get you know, at NARA, you better look into these librarians and see what's doing. Is everybody smoking weed down there or something? You can just walk in and out. Nobody's checking shit. That's what it sounds like to me. Is anybody checking shit out, or does it look real secure?
Well, yeah.
I mean, really, there's not a list... At Blockbuster, I talked about this, I think, on Friday's show. If you listen to that, look for it on the internet. At Blockbuster, they can tell you how many copies of Passion of the Christ
right, but
you
if
have
you've got,
out.
If you've got toadies embedded at NARA, or if you've got toadies embedded up and down the system, the whole problem is we've
right.
got a...
We need to
we've
toughen
got,
up NARA.
We've got Trump cancer throughout... our entire system.
I think they need to change how it's done. I think NARA needs agents, and all these agents, they have all these files. If you want to look at a file, it gets shoved up this guy's ass, and then you go, the guy shows up to wherever, and they can access the file via Bluetooth.
I think the key is what the facts and the evidence are, what the FBI and the intelligence community learn about these documents, how they ended up there, who else saw them? Because apparently they've been moved around. It's not like they were in a vault. They were in a storage room where people go in and out getting umbrellas for the pool or, you know, something else. So I think that we have to wait, and we have to have, I think, two minds about this. No one is above the law.
Well, good thing. Jeez. Good thing we didn't get her as president, huh? With all those emails and everything. What a shit show it would have been.
God. I mean, you know.
She also detailed, this was on The View, she also detailed, she's like, do you know what we had to go through to see that level? And I was Secretary of State, and
right.
we still had, it was still, you know.
She's the top diplomat for the country.
She's like, it's not easy. You don't just walk in and say, hey, toss me a copy of Belarus's nuclear deployment. They don't have, but, you know, of India's nuclear capabilities and deployments. Okay, here you go.
I would assume that when super secret shit comes out, Trump looks at it, or whoever is president, and then next to, you know, wherever there's like somebody there in charge of the fucking document. I mean, if it's so fucking important, it's weird to me that, like, there's no, like, tag on the document, a geotag, where somebody could say, oh, look, our super secret nuclear... I mean, what the fuck are these documents? Are they like transparencies you put on an overhead projector or some shit?
They're printed out shit, I guess.
My God.
Meanwhile, there were 0.0 classified emails in her that they discovered looking through all of her shit, and a couple that were classified after the fact. So.
Well, no, nobody ever checked. Did anyone check her dresser like they did Melania? Or anybody else? Did they check their clothes? That's funny. That's how Trump
She
ended?
Tweeted yesterday, I can't believe we're still talking about this, but my emails.
Yes.
As Trump's problems continue to mount, the right is trying to make this about me again. There's even a, quote, Clinton standard. The fact is that I had zero emails that were classified. Comey admitted he was wrong after he claimed I had classified emails. Trump's own State Department, under two different secretaries, found that I had no classified emails. That is right. Zero. By contrast, Trump has hundreds of documents clearly marked classified, and the investigation has just started.
Right.
I am more tired of talking about this than anyone, but here we are. If you're interested in the facts, you can read more here. And then there's a link to the national memo.
I tell you what, if I'm Hillary Clinton, it's tough for me not to say. I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to call it the Go Fuck Yourself Tour. And I'm gonna go do a tour. I'm going to tell everybody that said lock her up to suck my fucking dick. Because, jeez. Right? Whatever. You guys were assholes to me. The Republicans were such shitbags to Hillary Clinton the whole fucking time. And towards the end of the thing, it got so dirty. They were like, oh, she's so sick. Look at her. Look how sick she is. Do you remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. She was, you know, yeah.
She had rickets or
something.
That's
what they're trying to do to Fetterman now after he had that stroke.
Oh, my God.
They're like, oh, you can't elect him. He's going to drop dead.
No, gee, Fetterman could. Dr.
Oz. Why doesn't Dr. Oz offer to send him some supplements that'll help him bring him back to life?
Did you see that weird shit they found Dr. Oz said years ago on some podcast? Did you hear any of that?
I've heard throughout. There's been
like incest and stuff. Something came out.
But he's right. About the cousins. If it's more than first cousins, who cares? But from a doctor's standpoint, no, that's true. I'm not going to shit on Oz for that one because it's true.
I thought he said something strange. I forget what it was in Jezebel. He said something. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of those cases where people on the left are getting outraged over nothing on that one. Because it's not, I don't. It's true. Look at Rudy. He married his second cousin.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean,
anything more than first cousin from a medical genetic standpoint is true. I mean,
I thought he said first cousins are fine.
I think he said anything more than first cousins. I could be wrong. Cousins are fine.
No, I thought it was, right. It was some kind of funny thing he said to Jezebel. I don't remember. Anyway, I don't know.
A new audio shows Dr. Oz saying incest is not a big problem as long as you're more than a first cousin away.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, he did say stuff about smell.
That's what it was. That's what it was that he said.
He said his daughters don't want to have sex with him because my daughters hate my smell. Girls don't like their father's smell.
I don't know. He's just a weirdo, man.
But this guy is tweeting, Dr. Oz says incest between second cousins is not a big problem. Who thinks Oz is a big problem? It's not a big problem.
Incest?
After more than first cousins.
Right. Well, then that's not really incest.
We can't be them.
I thought he said.
But define incest. I mean.
Anything that's not, right? I mean, more than first cousins is an incest, right?
I said define incest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
What is it? I have no idea.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Let's look at the definition. Mm-hmm. Sexual relations between people classed as being too closely related to marry each other.
Oh.
Close blood relatives, brothers, sisters, parents, children, grandparents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces.
Right.
It doesn't say cousins, but cousin or first cousins, or second cousins.
Right.
Not a big problem. What else have we got going at the Drudge Report? Clear and present danger, it says. This is the former Secretary of Defense William Cohen.
Jeez.
Still with us. He's
wow.
Getting up there. Was on Morning Joe. And he said that Trump is a clear and present threat to democracy.
Yay. Great. Shocker. Of course. Thank you. Somebody's been taking their nutraceuticals.
Also, and I'm just scanning through the different Fox News host wonders aloud whether Trump could have tried to sell highly classified material to the Russians. Who is this?
What?
Oh, Eric Sean. Oh, he'll be out of the job.
You're fired, Eric. You're fired.
Oh, he was on he's on the B team on Sunday.
Oh, shit. You're gonna be at like Fox Iceland.
I'm surprised. Isn't that where who's that other asshole that usually works weekends? It's really,
I don't know. Scott Baio.
Horrible on Fox. I forget his name, but he I'm surprised he didn't beat the shit out of the guy. Whoa, do you think he was trying to sell them? How dare you say that?
I'm sure there have been fist fights at Fox.
Brett Baer also rejected Trump's baseless claims that Obama mishandled documents, too. There is a process, quote, President Obama, according to NARA, and that statement and everything we know, Obama followed the processes to get those documents to Chicago.
Right.
There's a difference between Trump and Obama, that Obama, any sensitive documents were handled properly.
The difference, yes, and the difference between the Trump administration and the Obama administration is I think Mike Pence had to, like, leave, like, had to flee and escape getting hung, and then Trump made out in the middle of the night with tons of boxes of shit that wasn't his, and Obama just kind of left like he was supposed to, I think. I think it was just kind of boring. He was like, good luck with Trump, y'all. Peace out. See you later. Hope everything's okay. He's fucked up. He's going to hire
a life.
He's gonna have an NSA that's in bed with Russia. Don't worry about it. I'm going to leave.
I don't know what you were expecting him to do.
I know. It's so horrific. It's like the baby said, don't leave us with this person. Don't leave us. And he did.
Also in the headlines.
Yay.
I think we've talked about Trump and his documents.
Oh, yes.
I think that's all the... Oh, they're talking about Democrats and liberal groups are trying to find a way to disqualify him from running in 2024. See, that's what they're saying is the reason.
That's a fine reason
that the Democrats are doing this. The only reason they're making up these charges against Trump to keep him from running.
I think that's a fine fucking reason. I think the point of having a country is to not let Nazis be in charge of it. So whatever keeps the Nazis not in charge is fucking fine with me. I like that reason. Yes, it's a great reason to do any of this shit.
What a creep. But the fact that it's profoundly illegal and treason.
It just happens to be. It's like you were fucking with nuclear secrets and the guy wants his job back. It's crazy.
You see Billy Barr not only saying that he thinks they've got more than enough and that Trump will be indicted imminently.
Right.
But he also took a big Republican shit on the special master decision by that asshole judge.
I don't get that decision. Well, I guess if the judge is a Trumpist judge, and you know, sure.
The Trump administration attorney general William Barr said today he believes the Justice Department is getting very close to having enough evidence to indict Trump. On Fox. This is all happening on Fox.
Damn.
Too. Here he is.
There are two questions. Will the government be able to make out a technical case? Will they have evidence that they could indict somebody on, including him? And that's the first question. And I think they're getting very close to that point, frankly. But I think at the end of the day, there's another question is, do you indict a former president? What will that do to the country? What kind of precedent will that set? Mm-hmm. Will the people really understand that this is not, you know, failing to return a library book, that this was serious? And so, yeah.
That's up to you cunts on the Republican side. If you could keep saying, who's Stalin? Oh, he's being persecuted. Then no, the people are not going to understand this is worse than a library book. This is 100% on your side.
Yeah. What do
Fat
you
Bill.
I don't understand this. What do you care what they understand? Are you selling this to the American people, or are you going after Donald Trump for breaking laws?
Will the people really understand that this is not, you know, failing to return a library book, that this was serious? And so you have to worry about those things. And I hope that those kinds of factors will incline the administration not to indict him, because I don't want to see him indicted as a former president. But I also think they'll be under a lot of pressure to indict him. Because, you know, one question is, look, if anyone else would have gotten indicted, why not indict him?
There are two questions.
Yeah. And
I wonder how Bill Barr feels about indicting, I don't know, Obama or Bill Clinton. I don't want to indict a former president. I don't want to indict former president.
I just want to say, if there was one thing they could have got Hillary Clinton on, they would have fucking done it. And this everything. It seems like we've got a lot of options here with Trump to go get him.
So this asshole judge here in Florida, Eileen Cannon, Trump appointee, is living up to all of her expectations, of our expectations for her to be anti-law, anti-constitution, anti-government, and 100% pro-Trump.
Nine! Oh, yes.
Ultimately agreeing for this special master, which all it's going to do is delay. And plus, they're going to be fighting over who to appoint. Trump is going to be like, I want Rudy to be my special master. But the government has to approve. Both sides have to agree on a special master. And that's just not going to happen.
Okay, I have a nominee who's qualified. Obama. He could be. He has security.
Did I mention both sides have to agree?
No, but this guy's qualified. He's
Did I mention both sides have to agree?
This is bullshit, though. That fucking judge is a fucking fascist. I don't give a shit.
There's nobody that's, except for the Trump hole lickers that are saying she did the right thing. Every other legal expert is like, ooh, God, this was a bad decision.
What I don't understand is they're saying that the DOJ can still use these documents to continue their investigation.
Not into Trump, but they can continue an investigation into what harm might have come. It's really stupid. It's really very stupid.
Well, okay, good. So we get to figure out who has the weapons, who was sold them, where they are, or the plans, or.
But now they're debating whether it's really worth appealing it, because it's going to go up to the 11th Circuit, which is overrun with conservative cancer and Trump cancer. So, and then it's going to be a further delay. And then we're going to kick it up to the Supreme Court and expect them to do the right thing. So now the DOJ has to decide, well, do we just give them their little fucking special master? Nothing's going to come of it, because there are no documents that are under executive privilege. If there are some medical records, okay, oops, here, have them back. They've already been sorted out.
It's stuff he stole. It's weird to me because it's stuff he stole.
And, well, you know, I saw a bunch of these maggots trying to defend him all over social media. And they're saying, no. What about his personal finances and his medical records and stuff like that? That wasn't listed on the subpoena. That wasn't listed on the warrants. But that shit was in boxes with the other stuff. The DOJ and the FBI did not go through tens of thousands of documents. They went and grabbed boxes and they left.
Right.
And then they went through them and they're going to be like, okay, the Republicans were squealing about the passports, the old passport, and the new passport they took. It was in there. It was in his desk with the classified material that shouldn't have fucking been there. They sent him a letter and said, hey, we got these. You want them back?
Right.
Oh, but that ruins the whole vibe.
Oh, geez.
If they get them back, they can't scream victim and that, you know, all this stuff. It's just, I can't believe this is happening in this country. It's just, it's beyond mind boggling to me that the Republicans are this cartoonishly corrupt and foul.
It's craven. And then I guess we can kind of protect ourselves from this. I mean, it's, I mean, the
70, it's up to 70% chance now prediction that the Democrats keep the Senate.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It was less than 50% before.
Yeah, yeah. What is that,
they
Roe?
They were supposed to lose. Oh, yeah. That's one of the big ones, yeah.
I hope Herschel Walker's still losing.
I believe so.
Good.
And then I saw Charlie Crist, a new poll is within like 3 points.
Oh, shit.
Of DeSantis here.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that was Billy Barr thinks
Yay.
That this opinion. So from this asshole. Are you kidding me?
Right. I mean, you know.
Why are you bringing me the black policeman?
I mean, how long is it going to take us? We're stuck with these judges for a long time.
The DOJ had opposed this request, saying it already reviewed most of the potentially classified records. But U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon ultimately sided with Trump, ruling the DOJ should temporarily stop using any of the seized documents for an investigation.
Did Trump call Eileen the night before and was like, hey,
of course,
listen,
somebody did.
Man.
Didn't I say that like last week? I said, you know, somebody
Eileen
got through to her. Someone had a message from Trump. Hey, you know, I gave you a lifetime appointment.
Because Trump is transactional, right?
I gave you a lifetime appointment. Yeah.
He wants something for that.
What does he always say? He did it to Mitch recently, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Mitch criticized him. Oh, well, I can't believe it. I helped him get reelected without getting him reelected.
and he talked about doing a didn't he talk about primarying Mitch recently, too?
Probably. Yeah, yeah. We're going to do something about him. We're going
to
work around him, he said, and then figure out what to do with him.
The Republican Party is like a religious cult / mafia family.
Bill Barr said of this asshole judge's opinion, the opinion I think was wrong, and I think the government should appeal it. It's deeply flawed in a number of ways.
Can they appeal it?
Yeah, like I said, but then it goes to the 11th.
No, yeah, so it won't matter.
Goes to the 11th Circuit, who, I mean, here's the 11th Circuit.
Right. Oh, jeez. Hey, could you guys hear this appeal? Could you put your clown suit shoes on and come over here?
Could you all your Trump judges line up and shit on the Constitution and say that Trump can do whatever he wants?
Or maybe if you're just feeling strange, maybe somebody wants to do the right thing here because it's, I don't know, Mercury's in retrograde. Stop laughing. Come on. Somebody can.
Do the right thing.
Come on.
Republicans do the right thing.
Get out of that little clown car. Come over here and do the right thing, you fucks.
There's not a lot of people out there saying, wow, this is a great decision from from this judge.
Yeah, it's strange. It's not strange if she's a fascist.
right.
Real Trumpkin. Yummy, yummy, yummy Trump sucker. The Honorable Judge Trump sucks.
And of course, this means she's our next justice if Trump gets reelected in 2024.
Everybody's getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's getting paid off these documents.
You know what? I go back in, Eileen. You're going to be sitting next to Amy Conehead.
Jeez. Amy Conehead Barrett. Brett. He's always crying.
The disappointment of the stupid special master is likely to slow the pace of the department's investigation. As the Justice Department may not for the moment use any of the seized materials for investigative purposes, it's not clear they will that it will have any significant effect. They don't know.
It's like, can we just do something to protect the country? Can you just take this evidence, do whatever you have to do with it to figure out who got the nuclear secrets? And who has him? Who did this fuck sell this shit to?
There you go. Judge Eileen Cannon.
Yeah.
More into
do you think they'll...
sucking Trump's honker than helping, than following the law.
Do you think they'll get Trump in a room with a lawyer and a light over his head and they can interrogate him and say, Mr. President... Where did you send these fucking plans? This is fucking crazy. you know.
There's a piece over at The Guardian. It says headline, Mar-a-Lago, a magnet for spies. Officials warn after nuclear file reportedly found. Former intelligence chiefs say national security officials are shaking their heads at the damage that might have been done.
Well, what did we think, though? I mean, really, do you remember way back when there was a picture with the football at the next to the breadsticks at the dining room there at Mar-a-Lago? I mean, what the fuck? It was open season.
There were documents marked SAP, special access programs, which are often about U.S. intelligence operations and whose circulation is severely restricted.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that's like, here's the name of our secret spies.
Right.
Yeah. In Syria. Here's the name of our people in Iran.
It's literally the storyline of the very first Mission Impossible movie. The list.
Trump's like, Vlad, here's all the Russian guys. Here's all our Russian spies.
Trump,
just so you know.
Why didn't Trump explain it to him? Somebody explain it like this. There was a movie about this, Mission Impossible.
I know, that's where I got the idea.
Oh, shit.
Potentially and most disturbing of all, there were papers marked HCS.
Right.
Human control systems involving human intelligence gathered from agents in enemy countries whose lives would be in danger if their identities were compromised. That's what we just talked about.
Good job, Donald.
We know how those Republicans work, though. Remember Valerie Plame?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, they out them.
Right.
They out them and then they burn all
Dick
their
Cheney's
assets.
People. Dick Cheney's people.
You know people died?
Directly, yeah.
People died because their sources got out.
No, that's not true. They don't care. Do you think Dick Cheney cares about
that? No, I don't know. I think he had that part taken out of his heart, the care part. If he was a Care Bear, his whole chest would just be empty. There wouldn't be anything there for
the God. It's just I feel like I'm just yelling about all this news. These Republicans are making me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Do we have anything funny?
I don't know. Is there a shark attack?
I mean, do you want to hear Nick Fuentes? Nick Fuentes is terrifying, but at least he's so ridiculous he's funny.
Oh, yes.
Let me see if we've got anybody else that might make more of an... Oh, well, here. This is a brief one. You'll be able to recognize these mellifluous tones.
Okay.
As soon as it fucking loads, here we go.
That harms the...
Ooh. You can almost from that...
Right.
That harms the entire nation, so I...
Ooh, that harms the entire nation!
There's always a chance you're like, is that Michelle Bachman? And it's like, nope.
That's Sarah, yeah. No, that harms the entire nation.
That harms the entire nation, so I think the entire country should be angry at what's going on with this establishment system, and it was the political establishment that created this system.
The Republicans. She's bitching about the ranked choice voting, which, by the way, they put in to help Republicans because they thought... the Republicans would be always the second choice.
But wait,
in their state.
But they didn't account for this lunatic, though, right?
They didn't account for how much everyone hates Sarah.
People hate you, Sarah. I'm sorry.
And it was the political establishment that created this system with the ranked choice voting and without encouraging the other Republican to drop out once he got thumped three times.
Once he got thumped three times, they should have kicked him the hell out. But no, they don't like me.
Republican,
right? Even the Republicans in the Republican committee, in Alaska,
right?
It would have probably made more tactical sense to kick her out. Would have made more sense.
She's one of these people that can't. Everyone hates her where she's from. She has to run for something. Move to Florida and buy a house. You'll win, right?
Sure, pick one. Move here.
Yeah, yeah. I bet. Do you think
if Sarah Palin ran here, she would win
as what?
Easily
as a representative?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I mean, she does. You,
prove me wrong.
No. I think she.
We have Matt Gaetz just got renominated by 70% to 30% by the Republicans here in this.
And he could
panhandle,
win. And he might win.
No, he'll probably win.
It's a shame.
encouraging the other Republican to drop out once he got thumped three times. Others should be outraged about what's going on here, because our system is harming the rest of the U.S.
By not sending Sarah Palin to Congress, the rest of the United States is suffering, Ryan.
What were you going to do there that was so fucking great anyway?
Oh, I'm going to be providing a lot of clips for crab diving.
Well, listen. Okay, I can't say no to that.
I'm sick of this Marjorie Taylor Greene and that Boebert bitch.
I don't know, Sarah. I don't think you're as hardcore as they are. Right.
Yeah, I think she's amateur hour compared to those assholes.
Yeah, you're a sideshow. I'm sorry. They're a sideshow as well, but you're I don't know. You're not them.
So funny.
You don't have space lasers. Ooh, you just couldn't. You said you could see Russia from where you live, and then you said you couldn't name a newspaper you could read. You're not deploying to gazpacho.
And this is the best response ever. It's like, it's three lines of ha 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 ha. And then she typed, I just peed a little. And then three more lines of ha 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 ha. What an asshole. Ha 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 ha. That's the best tweet ever.
That's good.
Perfect response to Sarah Palin.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's just not fair to the rest of the country.
Ha 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 ha. That's fucked up.
Depriving them of my leadership.
Woo.
Here's Nick Fuentes.
Oh, oui, oui.
What is Nick Fuentes, the king of the incels, whining about this time?
I don't know.
Not this one. We played that one.
Right.
This is
Nick Fuentes. This is a clip from him on Conan or something.
This is him on his own fucking show. I'm not going to play all that. Here we go.
If you don't see the hand of the demonic in all of this, you're not paying attention, man. It's the porn empire. It's the gay, porno, abortion, feminist, diabolic empire. That's what America stands for, and it's wrong.
Oh yeah.
So
it's fun though.
Anyway, so that's that. I know it's kind of a black hole, but it is what it is.
Well, you know. So anyway,
when you see him at Philadelphia, it's like, yeah, wake up and smell the coffee. This is an evil country. This is an evil country. It is.
Concur. Because of you motherfuckers.
He's all upset. He wants everybody to wake up and smell the fucking coffee.
It's an evil country. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah, wake up and smell the coffee. This is an evil country. This is an evil country.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Until this country stands for God and the godly, this is an evil country. So,
wait, I thought that was the way music.
It is. And look at who runs it. A lot of Jews.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it. He said that, and I'm like, he's going to say something about the Jews.
God, I mean.
Jesus Christ. Ding, ding, ding.
It's just a coincidence that all of these Trump suckers hate Jews. Do you think it's just a coincidence?
They go through these diatribes about anything. You're like, oh, they got through a whole thing without being anti-Semitic. And it's always just at the end, at the end. Ta-ding.
And you know, it's not Jews.
Bing,
this is an
bam.
Evil country. It is. Until this country stands for God and the godly, this is an evil country. So... just the way it is. And look at who runs it. A lot of Jews.
Oh.
The Jews hate me.
Unreal.
The Jews hate me.
Well,
we hate you too.
A lot of people hate you.
To be fair, yeah.
You suck. You
fucking
suck.
No, don't sell yourself short, Nick. We all hate you.
I'm not Jewish. I hate the shit out of you, motherfucker.
I'm Irish and Serbian. I hate the fuck out of you.
You dumb fuck. Shelby?
The Jews hate me. The Jews hate me. And you know who else the Jews hate? Jesus Christ.
Shabam! I'm Jesus.
I hate to
I'm
say it. Nobody wants to say that part.
He put his hands up. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
The Jews
similarities. Holy shit, man.
Hate to say it. Nobody wants to say that part. People want to talk about the Chi-Coms and everything else. I'm sick of it. You know what? It's Jews. Fuck democracy. I stand with Jesus Christ.
Fuck what? Democracy. I stand with Jesus Christ. Have you noticed that Nick's gotten awfully Christian-y?
Yeah, and I think
like recently,
right? I think if Jesus Christ was a guest on the show or whatever, Jesus would say, "Nick, I'm going to push back just a little bit here."
I think even Nick is realizing that the only hope they have is to crawl into bed, literally and figuratively, with these evangelical motherfuckers, the most evil of the evil.
You want to be careful crawling into bed with these guys.
Kill gay people type, and let's take over, and this is a Christian nation, and we're going to...
Yeah.
And we'll allow you to live here, maybe.
Well,
people have some Jews.
A lot of these people don't crawl into bed with them. Some of them end up tied up or, drugged.
You know what? It's Jews. Fuck democracy. I stand with Jesus Christ. You can have Philadelphia, and you can have democracy, and democracy is the soul of our nation. You can have it. Christ is the soul of this nation. You can have the United States. Christ is the soul of America. We're going to have a new country. It's not going to be called the United States. It's going to be called America. It's going to be a Christian nation.
Okay.
Not even hiding it. Not even.
But like, who are you? Wait. Are you deciding it? You stupid fuckhead.
Yeah, him and his
some podcaster.
Him and his 50 listeners on
Nick
fapping to Ayn Rand novels.
I don't know. I'm a podcaster. Pat's a podcaster. You're a podcaster. I don't think. Are we deciding anything here? I mean, are we making the decisions?
No.
You're calling the shots, Nick.
As equally as he is.
Kabam! Nick is like, we're a Christian nation. I decided. I'm on iTunes or the podcasting app. Wow.
Let's see. This is horrific. Did you see what's going on in Alabama?
No.
Where is that story? I know I... Special Master.
Yes.
HIV Special drug. Master. DeSantis.
Yay.
Where is this fucking... Oh, I might have put it under Jesus.
Okay. Jesus is like, God, stop it.
I didn't save this story. I can't believe I didn't save this story. Well,
Jesus is like, listen, Jesus sent that Eileen, whatever, that judge a note and said, I wouldn't have... agreed. I wouldn't have gone with the special master. I think you were wrong.
This is AL.com.
Yay!
And I thought this was like some Margaret Atwood book.
Handmaid's Tale.
Something or some movie or something like that. Pregnant women held for months in one Alabama jail to protect fetuses from drugs.
Holy fucking shit. That must be illegal.
Police arrested Ashley Banks on May 25th with an unregistered gun and a small amount of marijuana.
Okay.
Under normal circumstances, the 23-year-old from Gadsden, Alabama, would have been able to post bond and leave jail until her criminal trial, but she admitted to smoking pot on the same day that she found out she was pregnant, 2 days before her arrest.
Okay.
Is this Etowah County?
Etowah. I don't know.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I have no idea.
Etowah, Etowah.
No, it's pronounced the dumbest fucking way you could imagine.
It's an Indian name, obviously, but...
Etowah.
It doesn't mean the white people would pronounce
Etowah.
It. They would probably... In Alabama, they would intentionally pronounce it, not the way... that the Indians want to pronounce.
Etowah.
Etowah County. You ain't telling me how to pronounce my county, red man.
Pow, pow, pow.
In Etowah County, that meant that she could not leave jail unless she entered a drug rehab, leaving her in limbo for 3 months for smoking pot on the day she found out she was pregnant.
I mean, does she want to keep the baby?
I don't think so. I don't know.
What the fuck?
So she's not the only one. According to attorneys involved in her case, several pregnant women and new moms accused of exposing their fetuses to drugs have been held for weeks or months inside the Etowah County detention center under special bond conditions that require rehab and $10,000 in cash. Gosh,
oh, I see.
Who do you think this affects?
You know, we've got it. What do they call it? A special bond circumstance? We've got a special circumstance. It's not really constitutional. So we're going to call it a special circumstance or something. That's crazy.
Attorneys with National Advocates for Pregnant Women, an organization opposing laws to criminalize pregnancy, say it's unfair to impose special conditions on pregnant women who have not been convicted of any crimes.
Yeah.
As a result of the policy, in other words, this woman is now being incarcerated for 3 months.
Right.
Which puts her past the date that she can get an abortion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And she's incarcerated for 3 months without being tried for anything.
Yes.
Without being found guilty of anything.
Because,
they just decide that her bond condition means that we can force you to be a brooding mare because Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. And this is good for the fetus to keep the mom locked up in jail.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
Well, because she'd be doing drugs and kill that baby.
God, Alabama, you dumb fucks. What's the point?
Meanwhile, being in jail is great.
Oh,
it's a great atmosphere for a young pregnant woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. I mean, that's fucking nuts. You're clearly not concerned about the fetus.
As a result of the policy, the Etowah County Detention Center and ISIS Mosque.
Nine!
Often hold several pregnant and postpartum women in the jail against the advice of experts on maternal and fetal health.
Postpartum women, so people that have had a baby, and because these lunatics that run the jail think they might harm their baby, they're holding them in jail?
Yeah, sure. Without being charged. Without being convicted.
Oh, that seems very, very, like, not...
Republican.
Legal. That seems like
And very
bullshit.
Republican and very conservative.
Yeah.
Carolyn Sufrin, an OBGYN, an expert on incarceration and pregnancy at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, wrote an affidavit urging the court to release Ms. Banks. The stress and conditions in jail and prisons, including lack of consistent access to standard prenatal care and mental health care, poor diets, poor sanitation, infestations with bugs and vermin, poor ventilation, tension, noise, lack of privacy, lack of family and community contact can be detrimental to physical and mental health, which can result in poor pregnancy outcomes for both the mother and the baby.
Right.
So they're worried about her puffing on some weed.
So stupid.
Yet they're going to incarcerate her and put her in that much danger.
Yeah, yeah.
To save the protect that baby.
Well, it's just better for everybody all around if you're in jail.
Lying cruel scumbags.
Oh, yeah, and then you get to have somebody in jail, right? It's like you're filling a hotel bed.
She also has a high-risk pregnancy due to family history of miscarriages. She said she was jailed at around 6 weeks of pregnancy. About 6 weeks into her incarceration, she started bleeding and was taken to Gadsden Regional Medical Center.
Okay.
Doctors diagnosed her with a subchorionic hematoma, a condition where blood pools near the walls of the uterus.
Right.
The condition increases the chances of miscarriage and preterm delivery. God, and you know, if she miscarries in jail, they'll probably try to charge her with murder, knowing those Christo Nazis.
It's clearly a war on women.
She said the officials told her she could sleep on the bottom bunk because of her high-risk pregnancy.
We'll
let y'all sleep on the bottom in case you fall out.
Thank you.
However, her cell had one bottom bunk, but two women assigned to sleep in it.
Oh. Jeez.
So the other woman used the bed, and she slept on the floor.
Great. This
she continued
better.
To bleed for 5 weeks in jail. She said she also suffered from hunger and fainting spells. Two times, specialists evaluated her for drug addiction, finding she didn't qualify for free addiction services.
Holy fuck.
Offered through the state. Her lawyers said investigators then urged her to say she had a drug addiction. She did not have to bond out.
Okay. So she was able to be released.
Her petition says Ms. Banks is currently incarcerated indefinitely because the state will not accept her $10,000 cash bail and she does not qualify for a residential drug treatment. So she's in limbo.
She's fucked.
Yes.
This is insane.
I wonder if she's black.
Fucking Alabama, man.
She's not.
I mean, what is wrong with people? This makes no sense.
Oh, wait. This is someone else. This is a picture of another couple that had to go through this, of two white people. But I don't know about Ms. Banks.
Shame on you, Alabama. What the fuck? You keep your fucking medieval times to the restaurant.
Let's see. The condition increases the chances of, oh, I said that. The Chris Rattan, a executive director of Alethea House, a substance abuse treatment provider, said they often have beds available for pregnant women and mothers, but he said judges should not order women into treatment if they do not have a substance abuse disorder.
Right.
Just the fact that she smoked weed, she said the day that she found out she was pregnant, she didn't say she smoked after.
Right.
She said, the day I found out, I smoked weed. You're trying to kill your baby. Strap her to the bed.
It's just like somebody made a decision. We're going to lock this person up no matter what. That we're going to do whatever we have to do to lock this person the fuck up.
Another woman, Holly Burns, mother of two, was arrested 6 days after the birth of her newborn son. During pregnancy, she tested positive for methamphetamine and Subutex.
Yay!
A medication used to treat pregnant women with opioid use disorder. She's challenging the validity of those drug tests. Her lawyers said sinus medication triggered false positive results for meth and that she had a prescription for the Subutex.
Right.
Etowah County prosecutors disputed those claims, but neither a judge nor jury has had opportunity to examine the evidence, yet she remains in jail more than 2 months after she was arrested.
They haven't had a chance to look at it.
While visiting her newborn son in the NICU, her boyfriend, Craig Battles, became emotional while talking about the toll the separation has had on the family. They have another child together.
Jesus.
Women who have just given birth also have special medical needs that can be difficult to meet inside of a jail.
Yeah, it's an easy case to make that it's shitty to give birth to a baby behind bars. Yes.
She said, the lawyer said she tried to deliver pads and underwear so Burns would not bleed under her clothes, but the jail staff said, those items aren't allowed.
Yeah, they want you to buy that shit from their commissary for like $1 billion.
She said she was stuffing paper towels and toilet paper in her pants to stop the bleeding. This is what a great country we live in.
This is torture, man. This is like somebody's being tortured.
What a wonderful country we live in. God bless America.
Shame on you, Alabama. I mean, you guys fucking suck. I mean, really, this is shameful.
At an August 18th hearing in Burns' case, her lawyers argued bond is only supposed to protect the public and guarantee defendants appear at trial. Mandating rehab in these cases does not serve either purpose.
Right.
Where is this that they can do this?
It's they want to hold her. I mean, it's the whole point, right? They mandate the rehab, but then she doesn't qualify, so she can't.
But they make it
anywhere.
Bond condition. They make it part of the condition for bond.
You're either allowed to get bond or you're not.
Etowah County Deputy District Nazi District Attorney Carol Griffith said the bond conditions protect Burns' children from the harms caused by parental drug abuse.
Hold on! You fucking Nazi. Parental drug abuse. Fuck you. It's stupid. There's no logic to any of this.
We should have drug courts. We shouldn't be criminalizing drug abuse.
It's stupid.
It was a huge headline today about these fires.
Right. God, is that that sounds like an Amber Alert or something. Jeez.
I'm getting a call from Shanghai, China, Ryan. Do you think a listener?
China.
Think a listener is calling in?
China. I heard China called the Crab Diving Podcast. Send a black van to them.
We understand you are talking about abortion.
Yeah. You listen.
When I saw that headline, I was like, this is a movie. This is not real.
Yeah.
Nobody is this evil. No country, no government is this profoundly evil. And then, Alabama and America.
Well, you know, when Trump, when Chris Matthews got Trump to say that he would have doctors and women arrested that got or performed abortions, I mean, that to me is always the quiet part out loud of the Republicans. I mean, the evil truth of like, if they're going to make abortion criminal.
But the rich people, the rich white people will never lose access to abortions.
Right.
You're on a foursome out on 14th hole, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know what to do. My daughter got pregnant from the black pool boy. I don't know what to do."
Oh,
from the Puerto Rican pool boy fucked my daughter, and the doctor with him is like, "Oh, come see me. You know, we'll just we'll say she went on vacation for a couple of days." Wink, wink, wink. It's been going on forever, and that's what still goes on. The rich and privileged will never lose access to abortion ever, no matter how. Illegal. You pretend it is, or you make it.
These country club people will take care of each other.
And the Republicans are laws for thee, but not for me.
Yeah,
that's their vibe,
right?
That's in the fundamental tenets of who the Republicans are.
Well, Trump's running around Mar-a-Lago, flinging nuclear documents around like a little king.
Yeah,
the lunatic.
Well, I guess Chris Rock is not ready to forgive Will Smith.
Who gives a shit?
Chris Rock responds to Will Smith's apology video. Fuck your hostage video, he says.
I agree with that. Go fuck yourself. You smacked the shit out of me on TV. Fuck you.
During a tour stop in London, Rock directly responded to the content for the first time, saying, fuck your hostage video.
Yeah.
He then continued referring to King Richard star Suge Smith. Somebody asked him if it hurt, and he said, yeah, that shit hurt. Yeah. He played Ali. I can't even play Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, he did. A guy that played Ali hit him in the face.
Oh, and you know who Rock is touring with?
Oh, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle was the one who asked him if it hurt. Chappelle also joined in on the jokes, encouraging audiences to be themselves, unlike Smith, whom Chappelle said did an impression of a perfect person for 30 years before he showed his true colors on Oscar night. Quote, "What Will did the impression of a perfect person for 30 years, and he ripped his mask off and showed us he was as ugly as the rest of us.
Yeah.
Whatever the consequences are, I hope he doesn't put his mask back on, lets his real face breathe."
What? Yeah, keep that real face locked up. Or just stay locked up. I mean, just go away. That's what I mean.
This news comes just after Rock was blasted by the family of Nicole Brown Simpson for a distasteful joke he made last week, comparing coming back to the Oscars to asking Nicole Brown Simpson to go back to the restaurant where she left her eyeglasses before she got killed.
Yeah, you know, whatever. That's funny. I mean, I don't know. That's funny, right? I mean,
I
think not, that's funny.
That could be
shit.
Oh, my God.
God, man. What the fuck was this? I'm sorry. What was Will Smith thinking that he ran up there and hit a guy?
It's so bizarre.
It's so fucked up.
So bizarre.
What's wrong with you?
And that's who he'll be forever.
What movie, what franchise will he be back in? Because his
there's some new movies coming out and they're worried about him.
Shit, man. I'm like, Will, we're going to get I'm renegotiating. I'm sorry. I'm getting a deal on Will Smith now. Are you kidding me? You're getting a deal on him.
And he walked up there and accepted the Best Actor Oscar while his hand was still stinging. From Chris's face.
What are you going to play next? What part are you going to play? Is he going to be Batman? Will he ever be Batman? He'll do Batman now. Because
God, before this shit happened, I would have said he might not have been a bad Batman, to be honest with you, but...
No, he can't be Batman.
But he can't. No, he can't be anything now.
Green Lantern? Can he be Green Lantern?
He's
what superhero?
He's going to play Mel Gibson in the Mel Gibson story. we've got, this is, did that one. Oh, I talked about, this is a new, poll conducted for ARP.
Yes.
The American Association of Retired Persons. Is that what it is? AARP?
That's right, Pat.
Who started sending me shit way too long ago.
Yeah. Hey, stop it. Stop killing trees.
Governor Ron DeSantis holds a narrow 3-point lead over Democratic Rep. Charlie Crist in a new poll commissioned by ARP.
Come on, Charlie!
The poll conducted, found DeSantis receiving 50% support among likely voters compared to Crist at 47. The polling also falls within the margin of error, effectively calling it a tie.
Yes. We aren't considering DeSantis's election police, too.
Among voters polled between the ages of 18 and 49 years old, Crist holds an edge.
Damn.
5% higher than DeSantis, but the Florida Ooh. Governor holds a 7-point lead among older voters.
God damn you, villages. The village is right. That's who we're talking about. Fuck you guys.
Among independents, DeSantis is up 3 points.
Oh, my God. You're disgusting. You cannot vote for DeSantis.
Well, what is this independent mean, anyway, that by means, the way? It just means you're not registered.
You're racist, but you like weed.
Definitely voting a specific way.
Yeah.
I'm independent, but I vote all Republican.
Right. I'm racist and I like guns. I also like weed. I'm independent.
I think 538 still has it like 99-1 percent chance that DeSantis is going to win. So
right.
We shall see. If Crist can pull it out, if there's a giant blue tsunami,
yes,
this is going to affect all these motherfuckers.
Right.
And he only won DeSantis, DeRacist, DeNazi.
Yes.
It's delightful. It's DeRacist. It's DeNazi.
Wait, you're saying that if it's a blue wave, it'll help the down ticket, right?
Everywhere, yeah.
It'll help.
Yeah. And if these Republicans get disillusioned.
No, yeah,
don't forget, we still got a lot of them out there that are saying, don't vote. Some of these assholes are saying, don't vote because it ain't gonna count anyway. It's all fraudulent.
I love that idea.
We endorse that message. Don't Please, vote, Republicans.
Don't vote. Stay home. Don't bother anyone either. Just stay home. Keep to yourself. Watch something on TV. Don't shoot anyone. Don't stab anyone. And don't rape anyone. And don't vote. Ooh. Okay.
Florida? You're asking Florida about that or everybody?
You guys, write all that shit down and post it somewhere. Something.
This is pretty hilarious. Blotch Nazi, as you refer to him, Steve Bannon released a crazy statement last night.
Yes.
After the WAPO broke the news that New York is preparing to indict that motherfucker.
Damn!
Over the defrauding of donors for the We Build the Wall charity. Trump only pardoned him from federal crimes. They can't pardon him for state crimes.
Yeah.
And now New York State looks like they're going after him. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is reportedly preparing to indict Bannon tomorrow on charges that will mirror a federal fraud case that ended when Trump, on his last day in office, pardoned the longtime ally.
And this is the money figure in this is more bigly, I think.
Yeah, they raised like $25 million.
Than the other charge.
He's expected to turn himself in tomorrow, according to the Daily News.
You know the drill, you fuck.
Two men charged alongside Bannon by the federal government for defrauding donors pleaded guilty in April to the charges as they did not receive presidential pardons.
No.
So the three guys were indicted. Trump only pardoned the blotch Nazi.
Doesn't that piss you guys off?
And then the other two guys.
You get fucked.
Pleaded guilty. I hope they turn on him.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Both men are facing up to 20 years in prison after they pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Okay.
The U.S. attorney in Manhattan announced the charges. The defendants defrauded hundreds of thousands of dollars of donors, capitalizing on their interest in funding a border wall to raise millions of dollars the false pretense that all the money would be spent on construction.
You stupid fucks. Why did you think your money was going to build a border wall? I mean, goddamn.
Dumb. They believe
you're so fucking stupid.
A lot of them think JFK is coming back.
Yeah, okay.
Not just Junior.
Right.
JFK, who would be like 106 right now, is still alive, according to these idiots.
Well, I mean, it's not going to be a great looking scene.
The organizers of the scheme allegedly defrauded their donors, raising more than $25 million for the cause by siphoning money for their own personal use, with Bannon reportedly receiving over $1 million in the fund of funds.
Okay. Good job,
Bannon,
Steve.
Bannon slammed the new charges by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg as partisan political weaponization of the criminal justice system.
Oh, yeah. I need a big ShamWow after that one. Yes.
Let me see if I have audio.
God, I don't know, Bannon. This doesn't look great. This do you think Steve Bannon is concerned about this?
Yes, because he knows that nobody's going to fucking bail his fat blotchy ass out of this one.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't he concerned about this? Why do these guys hang out in the country if they know they're just waiting on a federal indictment? He must have known this was coming, right?
Assuming he would have to have a... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he wrote this and didn't say it.
No. Jeez.
Bannon planning to turn himself in.
Will he be able to broadcast the war room from prison? I would think so. Why not? It's just, you could put a cell phone in your asshole, record it, reinsert, send it away. Easy.
I guess he didn't. He put out a statement.
Yes.
The Soros-backed DA has now decided... Yeah. I'm not kidding. The Soros-backed DA has now decided to pursue phony charges against me 60 days before the midterm election because War Room is the major source of the MAGA grassroots movement.
Oh, my God. You think this is over your stupid fucking podcast? That is the saddest statement I've ever heard. No, your fucking podcast. Yes, Steve.
The SDNY did the exact same thing in August 2020 to try to take me out of the election. It didn't work then because Trump pardoned your ass.
Yeah.
It certainly didn't work now. There's nothing more. This is nothing more than a partisan political weaponization of the criminal justice system. I am proud to be a leading voice on protecting our borders and building a wall to keep our country safe from drugs and violent criminals. The War Room show will be more vital, more intense, more urgent, and bigger this time. They are coming after all of us, not only President Trump and myself. I am never going to stop fighting. In fact, I have not yet begun to fight. They will have to kill me first.
That is the most hilarious written statement. They will have to kill me first, period. Spell check. Save. That is funny. Jeez, that's very dramatic, too. They're going to have to kill him first.
I've not yet begun to fight. They will have to kill me first.
No, they just have to arrest you for the fraud. I mean, I haven't even begun to fight. You haven't even begun to build the fucking wall that you were raising money for, supposedly. What happened to the wall, Steve? Did any of that money go to the wall? Any of it? No. Where's the wall, motherfucker? Right. Somebody in Iowa was like, I sent $15 to that fuck. Where's the fucking wall?
They'll have to kill me first.
Would that even be tough? What are they going to do to kill you? Make you not use the escalator?
Let's see what else is going on.
The blotch Nazi.
We've got, look at the time of flying here. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go to buy shit, use that, and we get a little commission. That helps us out here.
And thanks for going to facebook.com/crabdiving and posting comments on the stories we throw up there. There's some funny shit.
And sending us stories.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
I'm way behind on animal stories.
Oh, right.
Which is seems to be fucking the bulk animals, of the man. Stories we get shit, sent man. To us. People love the animal segment.
Right.
We should do an animal podcast. Shit.
I love that idea because it's the one animal show where it's not like, you know, like all these animal shows, they have animals on the show. which is hacky. Oh, yeah. We're talking about
animals fighting back.
Right. We don't need to have the animals on here, first of all, because let
me see what I've got here. This is a quick one.
Right.
AirDrop?
Okay.
Do you know what that is Apple?
It's where you can send someone a file through something called AirDrop. So I'm defining it using the word, so I don't really know. So you can send it to somebody else's phone.
I don't know.
If they're in the room.
I might have audio here of this. This was a flight, a Southwest flight. Did you see this story?
I just know there was a story where people were, I didn't think this is an animal story.
It's not.
Oh,
I just can't. I just I'm clearing out some other stories.
Oh, I know this story. I think I put this up.
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that AirDrop thing is, would send a naked picture. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
Somebody on a flight was airdropping cock pictures to everyone that might have had AirDrop on.
Well, that's how Southwest does it. You get to pick your seats, and they also will send you dicks.
The pilot of a Southwest airline flight threatened to cancel takeoff after someone on the plane sent naked photograph to other passengers. The incident involving Apple's AirDrop file transfer service involved a flight from Houston to Cabo.
Yes.
We just heard what he said. So here's the deal. If this continues while we're on the ground, I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everyone's going to have to get off. No. We're going to have to get security involved. Vacation's going to be ruined.
Right.
To you folks, whatever that AirDrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures and let's get yourself to Cabo. You notice he didn't do it. He just said, stop sending me.
Yeah, yeah.
He
had to say something. It got that crazy.
Passenger Taylor Marsalis shot the video that I just played. She said she and her friends had just boarded the plane when she and people around her received notification of files being shared via AirDrop.
Oh, shit.
She declined the file, but two women in front of her accepted it and showed her the photo.
Look at this dick.
It was a nude man that had AirDropped himself to everyone.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. It's boring on these flights. And also these guys, you know, this doesn't excuse it, but everybody's drunk. They're going to Cabo. They're going to party. Trying to, you know, I'm airdropping the balls.
She said she saw another woman get upset by the photos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my. And report what was happening to the flight attendant. The flight attendant told the pilot.
Hello.
I've
been airdropping you.
No more dicks popped up.
Right.
On the way, so.
Oh,
And you don't know who it was from.
Yeah. Really?
I don't think.
Nobody knows who was. Nobody could recognize the naked guy. They're like, hey, that guy in 27A, that's got to be him.
He didn't show his face.
Show me your dick. I want to see if you're showing me. That's the wrong dick. Put it back.
Amazing.
They can't find the guy based on anything from the file that he shared.
Oh, here's a pilot airdropping a picture with another pilot in midair.
Yeah.
747 captain airdrops pics with Singapore Airlines 777 midair.
Why don't you just concentrate on fucking flying, you fucks? Well, I'm airdropping. Are you? We're slamming into the side of a mountain. You shared the PDF just in time.
So... technology, everybody.
The problem with this story is the lead that's buried is that when we're in the air, we are occupied with things that aren't necessary. Does the airdropping of dicks affect the flight? I don't care. I don't even want the pilot.
You mean
to know.
The technology wise? Like you should like what? Yeah. If, what if the
could this hurt the flight?
No, okay. I don't think so.
No one should have told the pilot this. The pilot's mind needs to be clear. It needs to be focused on getting the plane. I don't give a shit how he feels about the dick pics. Don't bother that guy. He's flying the plane. That's the most important thing. Just ignore the dick pics, please. Don't you think? You're making this guy put down the stick to record a message, to say a message to the
plane. Well, they haven't taken off yet.
Oh, they haven't?
No. They were still on the ground. He was going to taxi back.
So instead of checking shit out to make sure everything's okay, he's like the dick police.
The only thing that we are not smart enough to do is take care of our own bodies. We need men in government, not medical professionals, to do that. The closest thing we have to a medical professional in this chamber is Senator Cromer. He's a pharmacist. And I really respect you, Senator Cromer, but I don't want you as my OBGYN. The fact is, I do not want anyone in this room making life and death decisions for me, my daughter, my granddaughter, and for that fact, anyone. I also do not want the person I choose as my medical professional to stop in the middle of a procedure and request the South Carolina Code of Laws to decide if he can proceed or if he may be committing a crime punishable by a fine or time in prison.
Jeez, who is that?
This is Republican South Carolina State Senator Katrina Sheely.
That's a Republican?
Delivering a blistering speech after her party removed language that would have included exceptions for victims of rape and incest. So she's pissed off.
Yeah.
About the exceptions being taken out, even though she's probably for the ban.
I think, I mean, what she said makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's scary. Excuse me. I mean, it's scary to think about, like, some doctor having to, you gotta bust open a law book to see if she could proceed?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Democrats on the committee that reviewed the legislation allowed the language to be removed after refusing to vote with moderate Republicans to keep the exception. So some Democrats.
God damn.
Those Democrats also voted to send the near total abortion ban to the floor for debate and vote, where the exceptions can be restored.
Oh. God damn. What state is this?
South Carolina.
Boo. God, the fucking South, man. It's the Handmaid's Tale.
Senate Minority Leader Brad Hutto said Democrats are not going to help Republicans out of a box of their own making by making an awful bill a very bad bill.
Right. Yeah, we're not going to make it more appealing or what? What the fuck?
So, yeah, we even have a Republican woman ripping her own party.
What person wouldn't say that? What person would actually say, I want the government making decisions about my body that could actually kill me?
She cited the case of a 10-year-old girl in South Carolina who was raped and impregnated by her 13-year-old brother. She was forced to have a baby at 10 years old, she said. The chances that this young girl's reproductive system of ever being normal and her having children with someone she really loves have greatly diminished, not to mention her psychological damage. But the South Carolina legislature, we know best.
Yeah, you're going to make it worse.
She went on to say,
this person already experienced.
She went on to say she's pro-life and said, I'm also pro-life of the mother, the life she has with her children who are already born. I care about the children who are forced into adulthood that was made up by a legislature that was full of men so that they could take a victory lap and feel good about it. Quote, you will forget about them once they are born. You will fight my legislation on foster homes and adoption. You will not support legislation to stop sex trafficking and pornography. You will not support my legislation for free meals for all children in schools. You're not going to help me on that. If you want to believe that God is wanting you to push a bill through with no exception that kills mothers and ruins the lives of children, lets mothers bring home babies to bury them, then I think you're miscommunicating with God. Or maybe you're just not communicating with him at all.
Well, I think it's that.
None of us are. I know we disagree on a lot of issues, but hearing you talk about menstrual cycles, conception, how you know when your egg is fertilized or having a baby, I gotta tell you, it really disgusts me.
Yeah, it's insane.
She said of her own Republicans.
Right. I think... Right. It's nuts. Your party is fucked, by the way. You have to leave. Your party doesn't like you. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you know.
Why are you a Republican?
Yeah, how did that happen?
As of now, it's going back to the, it'll go back to the floor where they still might be able to get rid of them. But as of right now, there's no exceptions for rape and incest. And the reasons the Democrats help them is to help them tie their own noose.
Right. I mean, you know,
the Democrats were like, we're not going to help them water down Christo-fascist Nazi bill. We're going to vote with them on the most extreme version of it.
Yes.
To show the world what these Republicans are.
It's crazy that they would. Why would you guys think that the Democrats would somehow make appear more not as heinous as it is?
They don't care.
Are you delusional? Democrats don't want to help you sell forced birth. You're out of your fucking minds, you stupid motherfuckers. It's funny. It's good.
Jeez. And this is the kind of shit we need to focus on.
Yeah, because it's
this
terrifying.
Shit that they're doing. Yeah. Here you go.
The Dobbs decision. What's your messaging, advice to Republicans messaging abortion?
Well, lean into it. We're the pro-life party. We're going to protect the sanctity of human life. And Democrats have the radical position. They're the ones who think you should be able to take the unborn child's life right up until their birthday, for goodness sake.
Oh, God, that is such crap. It is
right
such crap.
Right up until their birthday, I tell you.
It is such crap.
Oh.
Ones who think you should be able to take the unborn child's life right up until their birthday, for goodness sake. And they had a governor in Virginia just a few years ago who said even after that fact, you could take the life of a child. That is frightening. So lean into and talk about we're the life that's going to protect the sanctity. We're the party that's going to protect the sanctity of human life like we've always been. This was a huge win for the precious nature of human life. And I don't think we should shy away from it.
What about all that semen in the shower?
Yeah.
What about all those potential lives that doctor blasted into the walls of the Ohio State locker room?
We're going to need you to name all the cum that's in your sock. Give it a name.
Going to lean into.
That's insane.
That's a great choice, guys. Keep doing it.
You're so unlikable.
Lean into the fascism.
This person's voice is like grating on, you know. It's
Jim Jordan?
That's Jim Jordan.
That was Jim Jordan.
Holy shit.
Yeah. The maggots want him to be speaker. If the Republicans take over the House, they don't like McCarthy.
Yeah.
They want him to be speaker.
I want to hear people that sound like this guy. He sounds like Nick Fuentes.
Oh, can you imagine the utter humiliation of this country if that asshole is made Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why not? We already did Trump.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mr. Universe was there.
This another terrifying story. We got to move along here.
That's right, Pat.
Shocker.
Yes.
Knock us over with an ant fart.
Yay.
Of elected officials, military members, and law enforcement officers appear on the membership lists of the far-right Oath Keepers militia. According to a new report published by the Anti-Defamation League, there was a leak of their mailing list.
Oh, wow. Wait. Hundreds?
Hundreds.
How many Oath Keepers? How many fucking
Oath
Keepers?
Across the nation.
How many Oath Keepers are there anyway?
Thousands, probably, obviously. The Oath Keepers have risen to national prominence for their alleged role in the deadly January 6th Capitol riot. The leaked membership list was published by the journalism collective Distributed Denial of Secrets, DDoS Secrets, in September 2021. The ADL Center for Extremism went through the 38,000 names, so there you go.
Holy shit.
On the list to identify those who held sensitive positions. The ADL identified 373 people named on the Oath Keepers membership list, who are currently serving in law enforcement agencies across the U.S., including at least 10 chiefs of police and 11 sheriffs.
Okay. I mean, it's problematic, right? Because the Oath Keepers sometimes are the people you need to arrest. Because they do weird shit.
Yes.
Domestic terrorism, things of that nature. But police chiefs? Are you kidding me? Hi, I'm a sheriff. Do you get confused sometimes? Do you put on your weird little Oath Keeper outfit and show up to your cop job and you're like, oh shit, I got the wrong outfit on. You have to change. Do they ever get their outfits mixed up?
Probably not.
Same outfit. Yeah. Hey, are you?
They just wear their uniform to the Oath Keepers meeting. Yeah,
it's no secret.
They also identified 117 people currently serving in the military,
okay.
11 people serving in the reserves, another 31 who are military contractors.
Yes.
86 active firefighters, including several fire chiefs, 19 active paramedics, 31 active emergency technicians.
Okay.
81 people who are holding or running for public office.
What the fuck? Wait a second.
They run the gamut from local office, mayors, town council members, school board members, to state representatives and senators.
Jesus Christ. Senators?
State senators.
Hey, senator, are you in the Oath Keepers? That's fucking insane, man.
The ADL report says an individual's inclusion in the Oath Keeper database is not proof that they were or are still an Oath Keeper. Right. Blah blah blah. So they have their disclaimer there.
But their name is there for some fucking reason. Yeah. I mean, is your name in the Oath Keeper database?
No,
neither is mine.
In June, prosecutors broadened a seditious conspiracy charge against the group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, and eight co-defendants,
yes,
alleging they coordinated to use force to oppose the transfer of power. These are the guys who had guns stashed just outside of D.C.
Hey, these are people. They're concerned about everybody's freedom.
There you go. Oath Keepers. Big shocker.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. So do you think these people, like a chief of police? Chiefs. That doesn't bother
anybody? And sheriffs.
Somebody's in the Oath Keepers. You're like, you know, the sheriff's in the Oath Keepers.
That's not a shock at all. You know,
they love it.
Those fucking sheriffs in a lot of these rural areas are make Boss Hogg look like
don't they get enough though,
a cupcake
of this fucking shit when they're a cop? They're running around in their uniform shooting people. Now they got to be an Oath Keeper on the weekends with a new uniform. And is it not too much for them? Like, when do they watch TV or hang out or do their hobby or passion? When do they paint or write in their journals?
Yeah. I'm going to be practicing the harp later.
Yeah, when do you practice the violin if you're busy fucking running around as Oath Keepers all the time? It's really stupid, isn't it? I mean,
when we first heard about this stuff, when we heard, well, maybe it's things like a note from Kim Jong-un to President Trump that he wanted to keep his hands on. But then, if true, this Washington Post report, highly classified documents at Mar-a-Lago that only a cabinet-level officer or higher could even look at, that doesn't seem like the kind of thing you should have in your post-presidential desk drawer.
Steve Doocy.
God damn.
It doesn't, you know, it just kind of doesn't seem like that's what you should have. You know, some doilies, some napkins, maybe.
In your post-presidential desk drawer.
God. Desk drawer.
Well, let's break this down. First of all, again, we really don't know, because let's go back and understand that all of this information is coming from one side and one place. And that is sources with knowledge of the investigation. Well, who are the sources with knowledge of the investigation? The FBI and the Justice Department. And
so that's Marco Rubio shitting.
That's our senator.
On the FBI and DOJ saying, well, look at the sources. Just the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice. You can't trust them.
Since when are you anti-cop, you fucking bootlicker? I mean, really, right?
Because he's, you can see Trump's orange finger sticking out of his nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they're up
his
there.
His hand's
so far
up his ass.
Right. He's got those little arms, though, Trump.
God, oh, please, Val Demings, kick this little motherfucker's ass.
Isn't she behind in the polls? Or?
Close, but yes.
Shit.
And it's Florida, you know, they're going to cheat. So
yeah,
I have no hope.
Numbers don't matter here.
I mean, listen to Marco. Oh, well, but that's the Department of Justice. Yet Marco is
he's
still yeah he's still scraping cum out of his eyelashes from his masturbation session when Comey announced they were investigating Hillary 11 days before the fucking election.
But if you're a Republican, you waddle onto Fox News. Now all of a sudden, people at Fox are wanting you to disagree with Donald Trump.
Well, Steve Doocy is like, well, you know, I'm just not really sure.
I mean, Steve, Marco Rubio doesn't come on Fox to do that. I mean, it's supposed to be easy for him. You know what I mean?
I think the Fox idiots are slowly trying to slither back, but it's just not gonna
happen.
It's just not gonna happen.
Right.
Let's see. What else have we got? Look at the time. Oh, flying.
Right.
This is, who is this? This is, Jesse Kelly.
Oh, we had a clip of him last week, I think.
He's a right wing, dick bag.
Ooh.
The people who've done this to you, none of them are afraid. And we have to have them afraid, and we have to have them publicly punished. Why must they be publicly punished? Not just for justice, not just for your business, your son, your daughter, not just for the value of your dollar.
Oh, yeah, not just for the hard-ons that it's going to produce.
Yeah, come on.
For your business, your son, your daughter, not just for the value of your dollar, not just for the Great Depression that's coming. They have to be punished so the next group of public health officials are afraid when they consider destroying you and claiming to be science. We must have a reckoning.
Jeez. A reckoning?
Yeah.
He's America's Mengele.
This is, that was, who is this? Jesse Kelly, and now here's Steve Deese, another right-wing goose-stepping, waddling fuckstick.
Claiming to be science. We must have a reckoning.
He's America's Mengele. He's the most powerful and dangerous bureaucrat in America's history.
Who do you think he's talking about?
Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Mengele.
America's Mengele.
What? How do these people... you just listened to a bunch of Rush Limbaugh before that guy fucking died. Yeah.
Stephen Miller's like, hey.
Hey, I like that one.
I want to be Mengele. I'm supposed to be Mengele. No, I want to be Mengele.
Jelly.
Dangerous bureaucrat in America's history. He's the most dishonest, gaslighting, deceptive public figure, I think, in all of American history. And I don't think Senate hearings or, you know, another House subcommittee where we turn a Trey Gowdy with all hat, no cattle into a superstar on Fox News. I don't think this isn't, we need far more than that. That's why we need a Nuremberg-like trial with Nuremberg-like punishments as we address and rise of the Fourth Reich.
God,
Nuremberg-like punishments. He wants Dr. Fauci to be hanged. Or shot.
We know, okay, hi, Republicans, conservatives, whoever. We know you guys hate Fauci. Message received. We knew this, right? I mean, you know, they hate him. We get
Steve, it. Steve, all right, let's pause for a second. And I know you're going to have to dumb some things down, but it's me. You had to know you were going to do that. Nuremberg and Nuremberg trial.
Line.
Oh, God, this guy doesn't know what Nuremberg is?
Yeah.
Line. They're the ones that ought to be presiding over this trial.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay. Who's going on trial?
Everyone. And I've had people ask me if Trump should do it. I have no problem. Who we put there? I don't care. I mean, right now I've got a fetish, Jesse, and it's for punishment.
Oh,
that's the fetish I have
now.
All right. When we send the kids,
that's the fetish all you conservatives have always had. And that's the problem is, our entire criminal justice system is based on revenge and punishment, not on rehabilitation and justice.
You are a monster. You're an asshole.
They're all monsters, yeah.
I mean, right now I've got a fetish, Jesse, and it's for punishment. Jeez. That's the fetish I have right now, all right? When we send the kids to grandma's for date night, the wife sends me texts about punishing the people that did this for the last 29 months to put me in the mood. That's where I'm at right now. What? I want punishment.
Oh!
Wait a second.
Oh!
He's
suggesting his wife, when the kids leave, his wife's text him, to get them all hard by talking about how they're going to punish Obama. We're going to hang him. We're going to string him up. We're going to watch him bleed to death.
Listen, man, this guy saves on Viagra. You just have to say Obama.
When we send the kids to grandma's for date night, the wife sends me texts about punishing the people that did this for the last 29 months to put me in the mood.
Oh, Benghazi. Benghazi, Clinton Foundation. Oh my God, emails, Clinton Foundation. Ooh, but laptop, Hunter Biden. What else? What else gets this guy off?
These people are monsters. Imagine somebody on the left saying this. No, they would want congressional hearings. Ooh. Look at how violent the right is.
Oh my
or the
God.
Left is. Look at how violent they are.
Biden went out there and said a lot of the Republicans are a bunch of scumbag maggots. And everybody's
nowhere near that.
Yeah.
Did he say?
Yeah.
He didn't say all of them or nearly all of them.
He barely said. And he said a lot of the Republicans are maggots and they're controlled by the maggots.
Small amount.
He was full. You know, but my point is he barely said anything and they lost their mind. It was the nicest way he could have put that because you guys are fucks.
Let's see. Oh, God, quiet quitting. Who cares? I wholeheartedly support quiet quitting.
What is that? I don't even know what that
is. At least half American workers say they're quiet quitting. People are giving up on this. Well, you have to work 99,000 hours a week.
Yeah, that's
at
crazy.
Your job. If you get a job, we expect you, you know, you're hired for 40 hours a week, but we expect you to work 70 or 80, and we expect you to put in 12-hour days and be available 24/7 and all this shit. And Americans are, actually the world, is getting fed up with it.
Yeah, fuck
off. And the right's losing their minds. All the corporatists are losing their minds.
Oh, yeah,
because they're realizing that people are starting to finally demand getting actually paid. And they actually want to have lives outside of their gulag jobs.
Yeah, why don't those senior partners do the shit that they make their admins do?
Right.
I mean, why don't they do that? Why don't you do that if you don't want to fucking pay them for it?
At least half American workers say they're quiet quitting, performing only the tasks they are required to, giving up on going above and beyond.
Right. Right.
I'm all for that.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
If you want me to do more, then pay. Because these goddamn corporatist guys,
they don't want to pay. Guys,
they don't lift a finger without getting a piece of it, right?
And they don't want to pay.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of minimum wage so they can pay everyone less than $7 an hour. Let's call these devils what they are. Yeah. These greedy fuck devils.
Yeah. The fuck devils would pay you less if they could.
That's Chris Rock's joke, right?
Yep.
Remember, the minimum wage, they would pay you less if they could.
God.
We only got a couple more minutes left.
Yes.
So Senator, they're talking about this, Defense of Marriage Act or whatever the new one is called, but it's the good kind of defense of marriage. It's to protect all marriages, including same-sex marriage.
Yes.
Senators who are whipping Republican support for a bill to codify marriage equality are bullish on the chance of passing, but some supporters' names may not be known until they actually count the vote.
Ha 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 ha, because they don't want to act like they're supporting it, but they're going to vote for it. Is that right?
If they even vote for it. I think they're going to pull a Lucy in the football.
Yeah, yeah.
The House passed the bill in July. President Biden is expected to sign it if it reaches his desk. The Senate stands as the primary hurdle. Democrats need the votes of 10 Republicans in order to break the fucking cunting filibuster.
Insane.
Only have a handful that have come out publicly in support so far.
Okay.
A source close to negotiations says don't expect to find out all the Republicans supporting the legislation until the actual vote.
Right.
One source said there are some who have given their support for the legislation privately. You're not going to see 10 Republicans announce support before they actually vote. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Democrat from Wisconsin, who has been championing the bill, said, I've certainly had conversations where Republicans have privately indicated to me that they will support it.
Jesus fucking Christ. But you represent the people. You don't want the people you know that you're representing to know how you're going to fucking vote. It's a weird relationship.
Public polling in recent years found that while gay marriage is widely supported in the U.S., more than three-fourths, I guess,
yeah,
it remains divisive among Republican voters. By waiting until the vote itself to make their positions known, Republican senators may be able to avoid drawn-out media coverage and limit the political backlash from their base.
Shit, they're scared of the maggots.
If they come out now, they might get, you know, death threats and marches.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Because that's, you know, priorities, not jobs, not COVID, not climate change, none of that. Making sure gay people can't get married is our number one priority.
And if you say anything remotely conservative, you're a rhino, and then Donald Trump paints a target on your fucking back. Cool.
Some Senate Democrats have in recent days continued attaching it to a continuing resolution that has to be passed to fund the government, even.
Yes.
That would make it part of the White House that has described, of what the White House has described as critical legislation, while allowing the leadership to conserve precious Senate floor time. But that idea has received pushback.
Right. Well, what's that matter? You just pass it with something else and you get both things passed.
Yeah, but they want to pass it on its own instead of putting it in the CR.
Okay.
Rob Portman says, I think that'll be a reason some of my colleagues might vote against the CR, says Rob Portman.
Jeez.
Arguing that move would hurt the odds of both bills passing.
Our system sucks.
Tammy Baldwin says she's confident she'll be able to get the 10 GOP votes. Her and Susie Collins are leading the effort to gather GOP support for the bill.
Yay, Susie.
Along with Portman, Kyrsten Sinema, and Tom Tillis, from Republican from North Carolina.
Tom Tillis? That guy's a fuckhead, right?
And for some reason, he's okay with this, yeah. Collins thinks, says, quote, we're in pretty good shape. I'm concerned. But we're in pretty good shape. I added that part.
Oh.
The group is hoping to shore up Republican support with an amendment to clarify the bill does not infringe on religious freedom.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Well, yeah, nobody has ever suggested forcing churches to cast your little magic ceremonies that you have to do that. We don't care. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about your churches, your hocus pocus. Do what the fuck you want.
Yeah.
It's the civil process of marriage.
Yes.
That over 1,000 benefits are bestowed when you sign that little piece of paper instantly.
Right.
And that is what needs to be equally protected.
Yeah, the other shit is just your fucking theater. That's all that is. And it doesn't have shit to do with anything.
Religious bullshit mumbo jumbo. And,
right.
And there is nobody that I have ever heard here in this country that has suggested we have to force the churches to conduct same-sex
it's fucked up.
Wedding ceremony.
I know, that is 0.0. Smoke and mirrors. That's the fucking dog and pony
show.
Have to decide.
Oops, that's the bean. That's the wrong button. We got to get out of here, everybody. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at RatedRComedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. And RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening tomorrow, everybody. We're going to continue the fight.
Yay.
You're going to have to kill us first.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.